You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Giants. I'm Allison Twitter for our weekly chat on MLB.com podcast with Chris Kapp, who covers the Giants. And Chris, I had to laugh a little bit because as poorly as the Giants got started to this season, of course, it would be the games with the Dodgers that would kind of get them on track. You would not think. You would think more that maybe the Diamondbacks, maybe the Rockies, but actually they had a pretty nice showing against the Dodgers in these this stretch where they had so many games against them. What did you take away from all of that?
There's still a lot of holes in their game, Allison, but they've tightened up some of them. The pitching has been better, the defense has been better, and that's the combination that's won for them, as we all know in recent years. So, I think it was Javier Lopez who said to me, we've gotten back to playing Giant baseball. And, that pretty much sums it up right there.
So, yeah, do they feel, it's silly for us to really, spend too much time dissecting every single loss and making it more than it is at this point in the season. Of course, Major League players and certainly Bruce Bochy, they understand the ebb and flow of the season. But at the same time, do you sense that they are kind of feeling a little bit better about things just from a day-to-day basis, that they're kind of getting back on track?
Yes. I never sense any loss of confidence or, anything like that. At the same time, you always have to have some wins, to back that up, to bolster, the perception is reality thing. You can think you're good, but you got to have the results. It's a results-based business, as we all know. And that's another, I don't know if you call it cliche, but that's another thing that got bandied about the clubhouse here, a couple times. And so they're finally getting the results. They're not scoring a lot of runs still. That may be, if that's the case season long, well, then they better have not very good pitching, but excellent pitching.
Yeah, let's just go over real quick some of the guys that are rehabbing, because of course we need to touch on that every week until Hunter Pence gets back, certainly, because that is what everyone is waiting for. So I see some pretty optimistic schedule for him as far as the timetable. He's maybe getting ready to take regular batting practice in a few days. I guess when this runs, it'll be maybe a few days from then. So he seems to be doing pretty well.
As Bruce Bochy said, then of course they'll decide, after probably a few batting practice sessions, when he can start a rehab assignment and what the particulars of all that will be. But yeah, I mean, to look at him, he looks great. Looks like he's in Hunter Pence shape, so to speak. Ready to go play. Play a doubleheader or something. So, I think he'll be. I think he's going to be fine in the long run.
About Matt Cain, Jake Peavy, you just kind of see. I mean, everything is news. Of course, they're starting to play catch, and it seems like that's just a slow way back. Would you say that Cain's on a pretty good routine right now? Should we see him back pretty soon?
Yeah, it's really just starting out, Allison. It's kind of, I wouldn't say too early to it is probably too early to tell. He hasn't started. He's just playing catch. He hasn't really started throwing in earnest. So he's had a couple of false starts before. So we'll just have to see how this one goes. This could take a while.
Yeah, and how about Chris Heston just being just really doing pretty well. So I know we talked about him a little bit less last week, but he seems to be settling in nicely, and that's the kind of boost that the team needs when they have so many guys out of the rotation.
Oh gosh, he's been a find for them. He's really, every time he's going out, he's giving them innings. It's I think more than they've been able to reasonably expect. I don't think he's surprised with himself. I think he always felt like he could pitch this way, but he's just been a godsend for the rotation. That has to happen, Allison. When people get hurt, somebody has to step up. And if somebody doesn't step up, then any team, not just the Giants, is going to flounder. And they were able to stay, with Chris pitching two, three decent games, that's helped stabilize things.
And I guess, yeah, I keep looking at Ryan Vogel's song. That's they have to be just, like, so happy that they got him back. Just a random sort of happenstance during the offseason, getting him back at the last minute. And he's now that he's essential, not just a nice spare part, but essential.
Yeah, well, I think they knew. I think they sensed deep down. They needed some pitching depth, which is what they didn't have. You know, they might not have re-signed Vogelsong if they had signed John Lester or James Shields or somebody like that. And, you know, it just seemed like he was gone when he re-signed Jake Peavy for 2 years. I mean, it seemed like a Peavy or Vogelsong type thing at that juncture. And so when Jake signed, it was goodbye to Ryan as a Giant, or so we all thought. But now here he is, and you know what? With given the health status of Kane and Peavy, Vogelsong may end up throwing a lot more innings than anybody expected this year.
It's such an unpredictable game. How cool was it? Bumgarner and Clayton Kershaw. I mean, just those matchups. Is it just watching it? I mean, you've covered a million games, so I realize that it's not like the World Series that they're meeting in or anything like that. But it's got to be cool to have the schedule work out where those two guys face.
Well, Noel, so I think this is the fabric. This is part of the fabric of baseball. When you get matchups like this, it's almost as good as a postseason game. When two elite pitchers, lock horns in this type of standoff, if you will. It's a treat, and people, you don't get a whole lot of games like this, really. So whenever they do occur, you have to sit back and savor it and appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great for the game with those two. And you wish that you could schedule it that way, but of course you can't. Okay, so I want to ask you, because you've been covering baseball for a very long time and you've been around a lot and you are a student of the game, I like to say. When Adam Wainwright got hurt, everyone is now screaming for the DH and the NL. What do you think about that?
Supporter of the way things are. I'm a little bit old school in my tastes, traditionalist, whatever. But yeah, I think you got to have pitchers in. It makes them accountable. They just can't throw at guys willy nilly. They have to step in the box too, and maybe get some shin music themselves, so to speak. I think it makes it a much more intriguing game with a strategy. I understand when people say, who needs to 120 hitter coming up, three or four times a game. Well, again, just strategy wise, it makes for a more interesting game. With double switches and how to use your pitchers, that sort of thing. People need to remember the DH was born out of weakness. I mean, the American League was, let's face it, far inferior to the National League, for various and sundry reasons. But, at the time they instituted the DH, the AL needed a little stimulus. And so they, they had to get rid of the pitcher hitting. And, but again, it was born out of weakness. It wasn't anything to improve the game. Well, they thought it was improving the game, and maybe it did. But I just think it weakens it, even though maybe a few batting averages here and there go up.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that bothers me more than anything is just that with all the interleague games that are being played now, it's just unfair. I just don't think that I think that there's just too many times. I mean, there's an interleague series every day now. And so I just think that the fact that the two leagues have two separate rules, I just don't think it fits anymore in today's game.
I'm being inflexible in my support, for the way things are in the National League. But, yeah, the way with the changes in the schedule, it has almost necessitated, let's go one way or the other. I think I know, unfortunately, how to play, unfortunately, in my opinion, what happened when it came to a vote among the players. I think they vote for the DH. Because that overall, those they may even more guys get paid more in that sort of format, and it's better for them than the players. But You know, it's too bad there can't be some sort of uniformity, but, you know, way back when you had a National League, and the differences between the National League and the American League were more pronounced. They used different baseballs, for crying out loud. I mean, they were the same ball, but they were stamped differently with the respective league presidents. We had the red and green books. You remember that.
Right.
Different umpires and stuff like that. You know, but the variety, I thought, added to the spice of the game. But, again, we're past all that now. Hopefully they'll come to some sort of resolution. Exactly what, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, though. I mean, they're never going to get rid of the DH, so they're not going to get rid of those high salaries. So it would have to be the NL adopting it, and I don't see that ever happening. So we'll still just be arguing about this in another 30 years or so. So, Chris, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.